in the book of Psalms 106, from verse 24 to 25, there's a very interesting moment when the people of Israel could not believe the word of a prophet. The prophet woke up in the morning and he came to the people of Israel and he said, the Lord wants you to go to a land of milk and honey. And they were all excited about it. And they began a journey. As they were going this journey, in their mind, there was milk and honey. We are going to a place of milk and honey. So everybody, we are going for a place of milk . But they didn't know one thing. The things of the spirit, you have to be tested. One day I came over here and I told you something. There's a Jesus nation. We are taking over. But I want you to see something here that is very interesting. The Bible says, when they were going to this land, they started complaining. This is what the scripture say. They despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. You can actually despise something good just by not believing his word. Faith. Somebody said faith is needed when God has given you a destiny. We are not just a normal church where we just go and pray and go back home. We are a church of faith. If this God whom we claim lives, we want to see a wonder today. Come on, somebody say, I want to see a wonder now. That's the level of faith that we operate from. We don't believe just so, we believe God. No, we believe that he can actually do it now. If you believe, raise your hand. I say, I believe it. Raise again your hand. I say, I believe. So, faith. The Bible says they believed not. And by doing that, they despised their land. Now, let's just continue reading. But murmured in their tents, and he came not unto the voice of the Lord. The Bible says what? They murmured. Somebody say murmuring. The Bible says they murmured in their tents. You see, as they murmured, and now I want you to hear this, as they murmured, The Bible says, because of murmuring, they did not hear the voice of God. The moment you start murmuring, you will not hear the voice. The reason, can you imagine, you are passing through a lot and you start murmuring. This becomes a hindrance. You can't hear God anymore. Forget about hearing God when you are murmuring. You can never hear God in your murmuring. And the Bible says they murmured in their tents, and he can note unto the voice of the Lord. So why the enemy will put you under pressure? So that you don't hear the voice. I don't know why I don't hear God talk to me. You murmur a lot. I don't know why I'm passing through this. Now, the Bible says they murmured, okay? Now, we want to see where they murmured. Let's find one place where they murmured. In Numbers chapter 13, all right, let's go from verse 26. Now, this is a place where spies, they sent people to go and spy the land of Canaan. The land which they are saying they will capture. As we have always said, that we as the Jesus nation, if we have to take over the world, we need to have the same model of capturing Canaan. Now, so they sent spies. You need to know the meaning of Canaan. Canaan means financial hub. And Canaan was managing the whole economic activities in the days of the Bible. And when God said, go and take over Canaan, he knew what he was talking about. He wanted his people to be in control of the financial hub of the world in those days. Now, it's the same thing today. God wants his people to be in charge of all economic activities. Because he who controls economy controls the world. Now, God can only control this world if his servants, meaning you, can have financial access. Because through you, he will help the poor. Through you, he will touch nations. Through you, he will touch a lot of people. This is why the devil is trying everything to block your economic activities. So when the people of Israel took over Canaan, they're the ones who are controlling economy now. God gave Israel resources so that if enemies want to attack them, the Bible says money is a defense. So we can pray for protection. We pray all the time God protects us from evil. But at the very same time, you cannot sleep in a house without doors, because God protects you. Is that wisdom? Answer my question. Is that wisdom? So why did God send them to Canaan? Because he knew Canaan is an economic hub. And God said to them, this land, remember it's a desert. I shall turn this land. It will no longer be a desert. Rivers will flow. And all this land shall be farmed. Desert will change. Where is it? Canaan. So I want you to hear this. Can you imagine this? The Bible says, if you're following, raise your hands, I'm following. You will go to Canaan. But as they were going, they began murmuring. And the Bible says, anyone who was murmuring did not enter. We have Canaan today. We have Israel today. And all the glory of Israel, people failed to enter there because of murmuring. Now, in verse 26, they have come back from spying the land. And the soldiers who went to spy, there was Joshua, Caleb, and other soldiers. Now they are back to give a report. Now here's what they say. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel and the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and at all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. In verse 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. In verse 28, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Now, the Bible says, I want you to read that. Let's read in verse 29. Then the Bible here says, the Amalekites were in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwelt in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stirred the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Let's go to verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Let's go ahead. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to say it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Don't you hear something in here that is very important? They have come with a report to say, yeah, we have seen what God is saying we should take over. Yeah, God says we should take over. But the land has a wall around it. It has got descendants of Anak. Do you know who descendants of Anak are? Do you know who the Anaks are? These were giants. These normal doors we used, they couldn't use them. Because they were very tall. One leg would be like the whole of you. And God says you will take over that land. God will always tell you to take over what is difficult. Come on, tell your neighbor, God will always tell you to take over everything that is difficult. Now, the Bible says, how will we do it? So, they are giving a report to Moses. The same Moses. It's a waste of time. We went to see the land. Indeed, it has got milk and it has honey. But the problem is, they are descendants of Anak. The Moses. Joshua and Caleb are misleading you. Those people are powerful. We can do nothing. The issue here is not about the people. God didn't say the people. God said the land. The problem we have today, the biggest problem we have today, most of you are worried about what people will think about you, what people will say about you. Your biggest problem is the people. But God didn't send you to go and deal with the people. He gave you a mission greater and bigger than the people standing on your way. The problem is not the sons of Anak. God never sent them to the sons of Anak. God said milk and honey, not Anak. I'm talking to somebody right here. Tell the neighbor next to you, say, are you hearing this? So you'll always have the Anak. As long as you want to look at Anak, you will not make it. Tell your neighbor that today, I don't care who sons of Anak are, I want to take my Canaan. You should always know the meaning of Canaan, okay? The word Canaan simply means what? An economic hub. So when we are dealing with Canaan, we're not dealing with a land of Canaan. We are dealing with issues of economy. There is always a threat, always a fear. If God can even show you a plan that He wants you to do A and B and C, He may even show you a project to do. But when you see how difficult to get money is, you begin to murmur. How will this even be possible? How can even this be? And when you start it, and you are now in a financial crisis, you begin to question a lot of marks. What is going on? How will this happen? And this is where the whole problem comes in. They brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it. I want you to hear this. It says, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of... I want you to keep that word before we jump into another chapter. It says they are men of what? In chapter 14, verse 1, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Who are these people? The people who crossed on a dry land. Who are these people? People who ate manna. Who are these people? These are the people that saw God fighting for them. These are the people that God brought water out of a rock. And they began to murmur. They began to cry. I know I have someone in this congregation. I know I have somebody watching me on television who actually cried. Not even a long time ago. Because of what you are passing through, you were crying. And the Bible says they were crying. These people, they says, and they cry. It says, and the whole congregation lift up their voice and cry. I don't care who you are, but as long as you were crying recently, you are on the same WhatsApp group.
same WhatsApp group.
If you were mumbling recently, tell you about same WhatsApp group. If you were crew mama because of a report, have you heard what the doctor said about you? Because of a report, this is what they are saying they will do. This is what your boyfriend said. This is what your husband said. Crying? Mumbling? I don't know what will happen. All this. My condition. My situation. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God would have died in this wilderness. They say, it is better we died in Egypt. There are people right now who compare their past and their present. The guy, before I was praying like this, I was living a better life. I'm begging you, never say that statement ever. It is a blasphemy. Do you know where God is taking you to? You cannot compare your past and where God is taking you to. Raise your hand and say, I'm about to break through. Somebody shout again, I'm about to break through. Can you imagine they're even comparing Egypt and Canaan? Like it is better we even died there. They even went an extent. Say they are missing onion and garlic. You cannot compare where you are coming from and where you are going. Raise your hand and say, I'm going far. So, now, the Bible says they began to murmur. In verse 3, the Bible says, and wherefore, now let's read in NKJV on this one. It says, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword? That our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? I once heard someone like, in verse 4. So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. To our old church, I mean to Egypt. Now, let's continue reading. Oh, are you here? Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. In verse 6, but Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. In verse 7, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. In verse 8, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. In verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. In verse 10, and all the congregation said to stone them with the stones. Did you hear that? They choose, there are two reports. One is saying we can't do it. They are crying because of that report. They are believing that report. Two people are saying good report. They are saying we'll stone you. They choose to believe a bad report over a good report. The doctor said you are sick and that you will never be healed again. And I'm saying you will be healed. Which report will you believe? So when we are in his presence, it is very important to notice if we have to take over, we need to believe his word. There is someone at the back over there. The Lord is about to make you a great man. But all you have to do is to believe. There's a lady in our midst. There's a great destiny waiting for you. But all you have to do, stop mumbling, stop crying, stop the puzzle, and believe the word. There's someone watching me now. There is a great, great destiny ahead. But God wants you to believe. There are many people who are failing to be what God wants them to be. Simply because they are not believing what God is saying about them. Do you hear me? You have to. You have to upgrade your faith. You are believing God for small things. No wonder some of these things God is silent. Because they don't need his intervention. Even your auntie can help you. Even your best friend can help you. But you are busy asking God. I want you today, as the Jesus Nation, God is telling us to take over. We are not talking about small things here. God wants us to be in possession, to be at a place of influence and power, where we can assist nations and help people. If you believe that God can use you and that he can open channels for you and you can become a beacon of hope, raise up a hand and say, I believe. Raise your hand again and shout, I believe. But see what is happening now? The devil is keeping you busy to murmur on small things. Tell the neighbor next to you, are you aware that nations are waiting for you? What are they saying? Ask them again, are you aware that nations are waiting for you? What are they saying? The day you will know, your whole demeanor will change. The biggest problem is, how will we take over? I have economic problems. I have financial problems. How would I become a kingdom financial? How would I take over milk and honey? Yet I am facing the wall of Jericho. This is where believers, if believers can only break this, wolves will fall in their presence. And they will fulfill their God-given calling. Listen to me. God has to use Israel. God has to use Israel. But there are walls ahead. And God wants to use you. But there is a wall ahead of you. We need this wall to fall down. But it will not fall in fear. It will not fall in crying. It will not fall in tears. It will fall in faith. And God said, begin to sing songs of praise. And begin to surround the wall. Not songs of sorrow. Not songs of crying. The wall will not fall by crying. The wall will not fall by murmuring. The wall will fall by praise. I know whom I serve. He is a great God. He is who he is. I worship my God. Hey! As we surround the walls today, with knowing who our God is, and the Bible says, and the walls collapsed. Today God told me, he said, tell them to stop complaining. Tell them to stop fearing. Tell them to stop wavering. Tell them to stop anything they are. They should even stop doubting. I'm about to make their walls collapse. I'm about to make their walls collapse. I'm about to make their walls collapse. They are about to take over. Raise your two hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got a message for you. Walls about to collapse. Tell your neighbor, walls about to collapse. Give the neighbor a high five. Say, receive it. In business, how many are facing walls in business? How many are facing walls in families, in ministry? There are walls in your health. You are facing some various walls. This is the reason God made you to attend this service today. It's the reason why God made you to watch this service today. Because those walls are collapsing.
Hey!
Because those walls are collapsing.